This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and this is your backstage pass to the greatest morning show in the entire world. And on this episode, John and I recap the comedy competition. Brady, John, and I talk Christmas presents and New Year's resolutions. John, Eric, and I have an argument over Christmas weather. I talk with John about terrible Christmas cards, and we dig into some of the dead celebrities. But first, here's a clip about Brady being called Chunks as a child.
Just do what Brady's old Aunt Mary used to do. Just start calling children horrible names at a young age. Like Chunks. Brady was...
Because that worked on Brady.
It didn't work.
No, well, it's not going to work on Brady. Nothing's going to work on Brady. He thought it was an endearing nickname. A normal kid would have been horribly offended and never talked to Aunt Mary again. Brady still wandered around.
She's not bad. She thinks... I used to call her Witchy Poo.
That's adorable. Chunks is mean. You did an adorable one. Yeah, that was just a horrible person. She may have changed since, but that's an awful human being.
What's up, Chunks? Why don't you go get my parliaments? If you can waddle your fat ass across the kitchen without dropping dead.
Aha, Witchy Poo! She thinks I'm the coolest kid in the world, I tell myself.
Right after the Ohio State Michigan game, she texted me. They wanted to come out and... Hey, you got an extra bedroom for the game?
Really?
For the Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I thought she was perfect. Ganged up, loaded.
No, that's Mary is the one
really wealthy.
Luann is the one.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. So Mary doesn't have a ton of money?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a perfect revenge scenario, yes, Brady. When did you fire back?
Did you say yes?
Tell us.
No room in the inn.
Oh. I just said, you know what? You can take your fat to a hotel. I thought we were just joking around with Chunks and fat and stuff like that.
So you lied by saying there's no room in the
inn. Well, no, because I do have another friend that is coming out, and I told him.
I'd like someone better.
Who's better on the scale of the two? Which has more potential?
Well, we could have had all skate there, but she ended up is waiting. She's like, we're going to hopefully they get past the first round and we'll go to Tampa.
Oh, they're going to go to the good one. But they still want to go to the playoff game here at the Fiesta Bowl.
Her house didn't come through there, and
so she's moving on. So she got friends in Tampa. There's a whole family like that. You guys aren't aware of hotels and stuff like that. She could still come here, right?
No,
she doesn't want to spend $100 a night.
No, always off.
No, I know, but I mean, still. There's
and
hotels.
It's not a part. Yeah, I mean, they've been
you're
fine.
In Gilbert. It's not even close to where the game is.
Right.
Doesn't she want to be more convenienced? Can't you guys just
have most of the time they do.
Yeah.
My parents, you know, when they all come out in the past.
Your parents are one thing, but anything below parents or brothers and sisters shouldn't be allowed to stay at the house.
Yeah.
Aunts
and uncles around?
Aunts and uncles that are staying in Gilbert to go to a game in Glendale are fleecing you for cash. They don't like you that much. That's just because they're being super cheap people.
They don't obviously, but they don't want to calling.
Right. Well, yeah, then she called you Chunks your entire childhood. Hey, fat ass, it's Aunt Mary. Times are tight. You got a room for me, a cot, something? Or'd you eat it?
She sends Charlie those books?
Yeah, she sends Charlie books about Jesus because he doesn't believe. She calls Brady names. And then she has the gall. Why don't you put me up for a couple days? Trust me, I won't eat any of your food. I won't have time to get to it. You're fat as Brady.
It's good.
Why you?
My Aunt Mary. Witchy Poo. On target with the jokes.
Not
jokes.
Funny.
Yeah. You're funny. You make me laugh.
Yeah, I bet you're jiggling all over, kid.
That's when your rose-colored glasses don't work very well.
Mary.
The one time you shouldn't have
them. The lenses have popped out.
Oh, I hope you pop on Mary. So she actually had the nerve to call you and ask to stay there. Aren't you supposed to off?
I would dropkick her.
I would pretty much tell her to go f***
Not enough room in my house. I'm like muffins in a tin in this place. I've expanded so much there's no room to walk around. So sorry, you're going to have to spend some of your money, you cheap bitch.
Dude, I wanted to dive into the Chunks, Aunt Mary thing.
Yeah.
Why would you help out Aunt Mary? Why? I just don't understand. Why would you do that?
How am I helping out Aunt Mary?
By giving her a place to stay. If she was to come out here for the Buckeye game, giving her a place to stay, housing her. She tortured you, Chunks.
No, she was a great aunt.
She wouldn't be staying at my place. She tortured
you.
For
sure.
She called you Chunks.
I'm missing the boat on the torture side of it.
Look, I've been through this a million times. He can have Aunt Mary over all day long. But would you let any adult call your daughter that?
You know
Even
what?
If I was like, hey, what's up?
You guys
Chunks?
Are completely missing the boat because if it was about being called names,
The only thing that she did was make me stronger at that. Like, you can call me whatever you want.
What's the limit then? What would she have had to do for you to be like, screw you, I don't want anything to do with you anymore?
Well, if she did something that really hurt me, like if she took that name, Chunks, and she's like, you know, humiliating me in front of my friends, because the family didn't really look at it that way. They knew it. It was funny, haha.
I do struggle, though, wondering if anybody called your daughter that, if you would be like, all right, don't. It's just, it's low.
Why does family have the right to do that kind of stuff, though? Because like you said, it would be different if it was like your friends calling you that. That sucks.
Because,
right?
But because your family, they know they can do it, just like a close friend always say. And John will say that. Listen, I'll rip on you because I like you.
Charlie's getting to the bottom line is he hates fucking Aunt Mary.
I know.
He wants to point out to you that she hated you as a child. You won't see it, and he doesn't want you to let her stay here.
And she doesn't hate you.
Come to the dark side, Brady. Well, what about if you gave Aunt Mary a nickname?
Her new nickname is Bag of Smelly Bones. From a place, what's up, Bag of Smelly Bones? What's up, shit butt? What's up, gorilla ass?
I knew that would be. That would hurt
puss?
Her. That would upset her.
Stank
the Chunks
puss.
Did not upset
she's
me.
She's got a funny face. You call her Stank Puss in public, and watch how fast she's like, I wish you wouldn't do that anymore. It's kind of humiliating. You got a free house. I get to call you what I want.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
I wanted to talk to you about Comedio. Palladio?
Comedio? Comedio, yes. I like that.
Comedio?
I think Comedio is a Mexican meal.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you think you guys are going to do it again?
Charlie, please. It's too soon.
It's too soon? Are you still scarred from it?
Yeah, I can't possibly. Maybe a few months from now I can look back and go, you know what, we can revamp it. It's just so hard for me to think about doing that twice.
That was bad.
It was great.
It was great, but so bad it was great.
But here's the thing about it. Yes, there were a lot of people who were struggling in our little setup. It's a tough room to go up and do that. But there are not 28 braver people on the planet than the 28 that stood on that stupid box in our studio and tried 2 minutes of that.
That was rough. It was
tough.
So hard to listen. I mean, just listening to it, you can hear you guys in the back room, almost laughing at the delivery,
yes.
You know, sort of giggling.
The shaky.
Then they hit the punchline. It's silent.
Dead quiet.
And they just yeah, transition into the next joke.
The transitions were the worst one. I'm no coach, but I've seen a lot, and I've been around funny people, and I deal with the comedians a lot, so I kind of have my writer's hat on with that. I do a lot of that stuff with Frank Caliendo and Ralphie, and the transitions are brutal. When the one guy, my favorite part was the guy.
The dead baby guy?
No, the speech impediment guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to a clip.
When I see a beautiful woman with a nice long dress, you know what I think about? How does she go to the bathroom? You know? Because it's down to her ankle. So, I mean, she'd have to go to the bathroom, lift up her skirt, position herself properly, and, you know, aim. Yeah, put down her panties on. All of those good things.
What's happening?
And I just wonder, I mean, if I had to do that, I'm not that coordinated, so I'd have to buy clothes weekly, if you know, because those things are hard to get out. But that reminds me, I was shopping two days ago.
That reminded me.
Keep going, Dilly.
And 2 days ago, I was shopping, and I was at the checkout. The cashier was scanning that thing, bagging it up, and then he gets to the condoms, and he asked me, do you want these out of the bag? I'm like, why? Do I need them right now? Does it look like I'm going to use them right now? Does he honestly think I'm going to run outside and bang the first thing I see?
That guy.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Dylan Bennett.
Dilly!
Where are you from?
Yeah.
From Missouri.
Oh, that's a Missouri accent?
No, I get it all the time. People say Boston, England.
You making up your own accent.
Well, it's a speech impediment, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I was listening to it, I could tell he had a speech impediment. I could tell he couldn't say his oz. It hit me immediately. Like, I could tell, and like, then hearing you guys ask, what's with the accent? I was like, no!
I had no clue. That wasn't Boston at first. Then I'm like, maybe it's Philly. Now I'm not sure if it's Eastern European or...
St. Louis.
Missouri. Yeah. But it was worth doing again. Upon further review, it's better to watch.
Yeah.
Because I watched it, too, on a playback. And
and a lack of confidence, and you want to just get up there and help them, and your body just can't do it, and it just gets funny. And then their punchlines are like, you're right, where you're just staring at them.
Going, what?
My hat's off to every single person who climbed up on that stupid box.
That was definitely more difficult than Play-Doh for those bands. They're just sending CDs. They're like
polished.
Polished CDs.
They get to listen
produced.
Over and over and over and over and over again. This is our final product.
Mm-hmm.
This was a live performance.
So do you think you maybe change the rules to have them maybe send in like a 2-minute bit? No, you want the live?
Comedy has to be spontaneous, and it has to be right in front of you.
That's just rough, though.
And that's why Play-Doh has, look, here's your tape. Let's see what you can do live.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to be just some polished thing, and then you try it. And then some of these bands can't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
We've been lucky. Most of the bands end up doing it. But comedy, it was like having your kid get beat up. Yeah. Every single one of those guys, I'm like, come on, fight back, deuce. And then, we had a couple guys who have it and they get it. So we'll pick a winner.
So there will be a winner.
There will be a winner.
We'll decide.
We will have a winner. I want Ralph Gilbert to be a real character of like a comedian that we actually write for who doesn't have a single punchline, but, oh, guys, my wife is terrible in the audience. How terrible is she? Seriously, she's really bad, guys. I mean, like, this lady is, she's mean. That reminds me of a there's no jokes. It's just all of it's just his insecurities and fears in life that he's like, honestly, you guys shouldn't joke. It's scary. That reminds me. I said,
it's like painful for him to even speak. Yeah.
It's just, everything comes out and he just knows nobody wants to hear it. But you got to get it out. Yeah,
it was rough.
Fun. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Oof. Those words just fell out of my head. Don't hold me to it.
It's paradise. It's Tuesday morning. It is nice outside. This is a glorious couple days we've had here. Yesterday was absolutely awesome. Today's no different. Celebrate it because I got letters and cards and all sorts of stuff from people bundled up. A buddy back in Chicago, Mike, texted me yesterday because I always rub it in a little bit. I'm going to hit the bikes today. Going to ride over to my friend's house. Went over to buddy Chris's house to watch a game last night. Biked over. 72 degrees.
Am I nitpicking that?
Amazing.
I don't like it. It's a little bit too warm.
It's too nice. I know. What a problem to have, white person. It's absolutely stunning. So he texts me. He goes, we won't see outside again until we leave for our spring training visit in March. He's done. He's locked in. So if you're going to bitch about it being too nice, put on your old lady clothes and
it's just not a Christmas feel.
It's my favorite time of year. I love Christmas. I do like the idea of snow and whatever, but you've lived here for a long time, Eric. Now, the new Christmas for you should be a sage smell in the air and about 70 degrees and that weird kind of black haze that goes over the city sometime the end of November and never really goes away unless it rains. That's our Christmas.
Cold weather Christmas. Yeah. Eric was complaining about it was too hot. 72 what? Degrees. A little hot. I kind of miss the cold weather. John, you don't miss it at all, though.
I don't care. I can't control the weather.
But you like the warm weather Christmas.
I don't care. I can't control it. So I just live where I live, and it tends to not be cold, so I deal from that.
I miss it. I yearn for it.
I kind of miss the cold weather at times.
Yes.
What the TU fucks actually miss is being children.
No, it's not
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. Nobody likes driving or being an adult in fucking snow.
Okay, that's true. I don't.
So you miss being a child.
I never said I missed the snow.
Remember when Christmas was all for me?
No.
Remember snow and I get presents?
That's what you are fucking
no,
trying
No, I miss hey. Cold weather. I miss because we don't get fall here.
No, it's not Ohio fall.
That's what I want.
Yeah. The planet is in fall on the top. It is the fall of Arizona.
It sucks.
Shut up, though. You can't say it sucks, because, yes, I do miss having cold weather around Christmas, but there's no way that this sucks, okay?
Okay, good point.
And
it doesn't
also,
suck.
You're an hour from snow, you child. Drive to it.
I don't
it.
Want snow.
Oh, you don't want to drive to it because it's a pain in the ass to live in and drive in.
No, I don't want snow. I've said it a million times. Yeah. I don't want snow.
What do you want?
I want, like I said, I want that Ohio fall weather where the leaves change in the Midwest. You know that
where
Midwest
do you
fall
have
weather.
That?
You got that in Ohio,
then
sure.
Then go
I
there.
Get that. But it doesn't mean that I can't feel like fall weather.
No, you
fall.
Can miss it all day.
That's what I'm saying.
This is this embrace that you're in fall. I mean, we can drive to the seasons and come back to paradise. It's great.
I don't want that. I want it here.
You want to be a child here. You don't want icy roads. I don't want
snow and icy roads,
you don't want
though.
Sleet.
No one wants snow. Well, I've said it a fucking million times. I don't miss snow.
You're in the best place ever, which is awesome fall weather of Arizona.
I hate you.
70 degrees.
I hate both of you. 70 degrees is what you set your temperature at inside. Every year
we set a record this year for the latest date in October hitting 100 degrees.
It's fall here. And it's great that it's not real cold because I can get up and walk to the Circle K and have a water or a pop or an ice cream cone or whatever I fucking want without sliding in snow and breaking my ass or getting hit by a bus that can't control it.
You keep going back to snow. No one wants snow.
It's like 40 degrees, 50 degrees.
Go outside at 3 in the morning. It's 45. Enjoy yourself.
I want that throughout the day, John.
Well, then set your air conditioner lower, dummy. You're in paradise.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Idiot.
Eric, you're supposed to be on my side.
It's just dumb. People are dumb. I wish it was fall here.
HMS All Access. HMS All Access. Podcast 1.
Again, yesterday I started getting those cards with pictures of your family. I don't remember any of yesterday.
Oh, I got a couple of gems.
They're going to burn.
And the letters.
I got my first letter. I actually made notes. Listen to this. I have no idea who these people are.
What?
No clue.
How do you get a letter?
They're friends.
With the family photo and
everything? They are friends of a friend of mine that I met at some gathering probably 2 years ago. And I've spoken to them at these, you know, they're the small talk people. I know their name. And I would know them if I saw them at my friend's house. Outside of my friend's house, I don't associate them
with
anything.
Do you have a phone number in your phone?
No, not at all. Well, they got my address from my buddy. Because they want to send out Christmas cards. And who's ever going to say, well, no. It's like, I want to send them a Christmas card. Well, what they want to do is have 6,000 people that they can say, we sent out over 6,000 cards. It's been such a rich year with friends. They have this disgusting...
Oh, my gosh. So they wrote the note of what's going on with
them?
So
I took notes off the letter. And my favorite part was the beginning. It was like Jim Nance wrote me a letter. Holiday friends. So, and I made a call yesterday on this, too, because I'm like, all right, first of all, is this the couple that always comes over and gets absolutely just jammed, crap-faced at your house? Yep. Okay. They're very nice, but okay. All right. So, here's hoping this letter finds you, as well as, as the blank family. What a strange and wonderful year 2016 was. So many things happened, and a lot of people found themselves bogged down with the election this year. And once T and I started feeling overwhelmed by it all, we found ourselves jetting to Jakarta to get away from it. What an amazing place.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our gorgeous planet beckons us at every turn. When we feel like it's all too much, there's nothing more humbling than seeing a new corner of this glorious home called Earth.
There's no corners.
This is where it gets great. Because this is what I remember chatting with my buddy about this family being kind of surfacey with the truth and how life is, and proof right there that they're off there, they're off to Jakarta. So then it goes on and on about some nonsense.
How many kids they got?
Two. And it says, our son is on fire.
What a star.
He spent last year working in London, as most of you know, and was forced to return to America this year. He really did want to stay, but when you get promoted to vice president and they put you in charge of the entire southwest of the United States, I guess you just have to pack up. His wife still models for fun. If you miss her, you can see her beautiful face this winter in Macy's windows. Her recent campaign is beautiful, and she's an angel. I'm so glad she's our wonderful son's better half. And then, of course, they had to brag a little more. As good as he's doing, being his better half is quite an achievement. It goes on and on and on. I know.
Wow.
It gets worse, Brady. This is my favorite part. This just skips ahead down to the ending. Our faith is very important to us. And we know that it's important to all of you as well. So whatever you celebrate this season, may it be a joyous time for you and your family. And Merry Christmas to all of you. So basically, it's like, whatever you celebrate, that's great. But remember, it's Christmas. I laughed so hard reading that.
Christmas card bragging.
I just don't understand the ego attached to writing a letter to people that you haven't spoken to all year.
You don't know all
you
that
You don't
well.
Care about them. To update them on how great you are. and kind of ignore anything bad that happened in your life. It was just a giant fuck you if you're not as good as us letter.
We had one.
Which is great.
It was on Brady's side of the family, the Bogan side. I forget what their last name was. See, like, that's the thing. It's like they were distant cousins from us. They would send us this thing. They had two daughters, and their daughters were like all stars, I guess, right?
Everything
except they weren't that great. One of them went to Wake Forest, and they're like, or as it's known in Salem, North Carolina, Work Forest. It's so hard, the school.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other little girl. She was like on the golf team, and she like they were like she has a perfect 4.0 through all of middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
I think I accidentally did that.
Who the hell cares? Like, no, oh, they were the worst.
I don't
the Morrisons.
I don't like anybody. Oh, Brady talks about them all the time. He loves the Morrisons.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he does.
God, fuck the Morrisons. I hope they listen to this. They're the worst. We would like literally. I would tell friends in high school. I'd be like, oh, do you believe this shit? We would let them read the letter. And one of my friends loved it. He laughed his ass off every year. He's like, I can't believe they write this.
Nobody, again, I don't. I personally believe no one likes them. Nobody ever writes the letter that said, lost my leg because I'm an idiot. I ran myself over with a car in the driveway. 2016 has been horrible, but I hope your Christmas is okay. No, but why do you write a letter with all the pictures of your vacations and stuff? Great, you had a nice year.
It was a way to brag before Facebook and social media.
It is.
It was like, this is, look, everyone, look at this. Now you've got social media, so I don't think I've seen as many of those.
I don't understand even sending a Christmas card to someone that you haven't spoken to since last Christmas card. I'm big on dismissing superfluous shit. And it doesn't mean you're mean to him or anything else. Just like, take me off the list. If we see each other someday, that'd be nice. Or contact me in June and say, let's hang out. I haven't seen you in forever. Or I'll do the same. I'm as guilty of it as anybody else. I don't do Christmas cards. I don't do cards. I watched an internet special on cards, and it is the biggest, like, everybody at the card companies laugh hysterically that we sucked into this. And they slap high fives like crazy because you think about it, it's a 7-cent piece of paper with 9 cents of writing on it and maybe 6 cents of thought, and they sell it for $2. And we eat them a lot. You have to get a card for this. You have to get a card for that. And they don't even try anymore. Half the cards for birthdays are terrible, and they're just dumb, and you throw them out. But for the most part, cards are such a ripoff because if you think about it, they're really insulting. It's not even that person's real thoughts. It's what they read someone else wrote and goes, nah, that'll do.
Dead celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
We lost Mike.
Mike, why do you bring this up, Mike?
This was 2016 was a bad year for celebrities, though. David Bowie, Prince. You had Alan Rickman, John Glenn, Fidel Castro.
John Glenn,
Arnold Palmer
was 96 years old. Arnold Palmer was 108.
Old as hell, too.
Yeah, I don't understand this. A friend of mine and I got in this argument the other day that the celebrity deaths are more because there's more celebrities. People keep saying, 2016, man, all these celebrities died. Well, cable television brought us 50 channels in the 80s and grew into the hundreds by the 90s, which means there were more celebrities. There were more shows. There were more people you were familiar with en masse. That's 35 years ago. The people that you were familiar with in the 80s are now 70 years old. You're going to see a lot of them dying. We treat people like shit when they're alive, and when they die, we don't know what to do, and I think we put it on ourselves to be like, if I'm mean to a dead guy, there's something bad's going to happen to me. So, Fidel Castro, who was terrible.
Not a good guy.
Terrible human being. We have to act sad when he dies, when instead it's like, well, we tried to starve that country out a few times with embargoes because of him.
Well, I think what we need to do now is rank the importance of these celebrities, right?
Agreed.
So, well, like when
that's
it comes
a better
to,
idea you know, than crying is get the top 10 of the year.
Yeah.
Top
who was the most important? Who will be missed the most sort
you know
of celebrity
how you can
rankings?
Tell this? Whenever the Oscars or Grammys do the in memoriam.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The way you know you were more important is that they say don't clap during that, but the celebrity is in the audience, can't help it. So when the big names go up, there's an eruption of applause.
Right.
And then like the screenwriter that wrote like 10 great movies, but really nobody knew him. And kind of a smattering of applause, like
golf clap,
not worth it. And then poor bastard, cinematographer on every Jurassic Park. He's dead. Nobody clapped. Like, I didn't know that.
Who was that guy?
He's not even important.
But okay, so I would probably go. I was a big fan. Muhammad Ali.
Ali's the big death of the year.
Ali's got to be number one.
Although
right?
Completely expected.
Oh yeah, I mean the guy was on his last
Ali,
leg. There.
Bowie's up there.
Bowie's
he's a
up
top
there.
Fiver.
Rickman? Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickman's good because he wasn't done yet. You know, Ali wasn't going to fight again. So that was all memories and lore. And then
what about Prince?
Prince, there was still hope, although his last couple albums were so artsy, eclectic.
Is it better to die young, go out with a bang, like, you know, that 26 Club with, you know...
Yeah, Hendrix and Cobain.
All those guys, so. Yeah. Is it better to go out that way, or is it better to, like, last forever like a Betty White and just fizzle out?
It's a good question.
Because she stayed relevant,
and
though.
She's
unlike,
still sharp.
Yeah, unlike some of these other people that, you know, sort of dropped off.
Yeah, is it better to just linger on? I guess it's okay so long as you stay sharp. Kirk Douglas is almost 100.
Mm-hmm.
Strokes, helicopter crashes, stuff like that. Spartacus is still kicking. I don't know. You say it now that I'm older, I think. Dying at 26, if you've accomplished a massive amount, makes it so you're never, ever a failure. Your lore
and
only grows.
You die, and it's almost like your work and your art becomes even more, even
it's
better.
10 times better because you weren't done yet. Like I said about
robbed.
Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman died, and you knew he was probably going to have a few good movies still. You know, we didn't get all we got from him because he died a little early. So, yeah, I think there's benefits to dying young. But it's much harder to stay relevant for 70 years than it is to be a quick comet through the sky and burn out fast. So I don't know which I'd rather have. So far, lingering's been working for me, so I'm going to stick with that.
Stick with the lingering.
Yeah.
Good call.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Christmas holidays, you guys are off now.
We're jacking off.
Okay. Right. And what's the best Christmas present you guys have ever gotten?
Mine would be fifth grade. When Torp made me this unbelievable beer can collection, it was like a shelving unit. And I had the beer can. I had, yes, it was this open shelving unit, and it was full of collectible cans.
You were like 12.
I was 12. And then he went to the distributor, and I had like 10 beer lights, neon. I mean, I came down the Christmas room, that side of the room was like a tavern.
Yeah.
It was gold.
John?
He got me the same thing.
Just the beer lights? You're 12, Brady.
Yeah, I was
and
only 7.
And I had 12 tap handles.
None of that makes any sense at all. Year before, he got a butter churn, and then he got a water wheel for the well so the kids could play and dog could get out. That's an old-timey present. Most meaningful present ever, Megan got me a bunch of professional pictures of my dogs. Years ago, when we first, that was our first Christmas. And then prior to that, the best present I ever got was your mama.
God damn it.
True story.
Yeah, true
okay.
Story. Torp got it for me.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I hate doing this with both of you. Brady, get a hold of yourself. Literally, I think he laughs hardest when you say the N-word. Like, he loves it. It gets him laughing the hardest.
The combo of your mama. Anytime it's...
Seeing a gift.
Jeez.
Okay. John, you don't seem like a guy that would do New Year's resolutions.
I always make fun of those. Yes, you're right. I always try to do, like, I'm going to gain weight and kill more people because they're always failures. So I figure if I fail at those, that would be okay.
So, yeah, a New Year's resolution that you're going to fail is a good New Year's resolution.
Fail.
Brady, do you do New Year's resolutions?
Not really, but I guess in a way, I guess I would have one. I don't really consider it a resolution, but I want to lose 25 more pounds in 2017.
All right.
I guess is that a resolution?
Yeah, it's setting a standard with a new year as your start point.
But then does it still count that I lose 25? And I gain 35 back in 2017?
Depends on the order you do it.
So both, okay. Good. Then, I believe in resolutions.
Yep. Not believe in them. Do you have them? They're not.
Oh, do I have them? I would have one this year for sure.
I don't think I have those. I don't do that.
Yeah, I have another one, and that is to talk to my wife in 2017.
Because
I didn't talk to her all of 2016.
Talking to it was hard this year, but next year he's going to try to change all that, which is good. Do you have any?
No, I don't really do New Year's resolutions. I just have never really done them, I guess.
You know, you should think about that.
Really? What should I do then, Brady?
Probably you could help John out.
Around the house?
With your mama.
No. Let's not go there. My New Year's resolution is to try and fuck your mama.
Okay. Like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to go from there. But
that's a strong resolution.
Thank you for that, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
a good
Charlie.
Christmas.
Charlie, good job this year.
Great work, kid.
Thank you, Brady.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. If you're looking for more great podcasts, you can go to podcastone.com. And if you're looking for more stuff on HMS and the guys, you can go to 98kupd.com. This is our last episode of the year, though. Holmberg and the guys are taking off for Christmas and the new year. So we will be back with another podcast in the first week of January. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.